This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Last night I was reporting for AvWeb with Bruce Vanola. He was organizer of the Fuel Venture 400 at Copper State in Arizona last week. Explain what you were trying to accomplish with, an event that promotes fuel economy.
Well, what I was trying to do is make it fun and to provide a competitive arena for improving fuel efficiency. Those kinds of things, people have been working on those quite diligently, and you can see many of those things right now as in the home-built arena. As far as electronic fuel injection, there are some electronic fuel injections and electronic ignitions. Better propellers and those kinds of things that people are enjoying those developments, and that accelerating that process with a competitive event that people will spend thousands of dollars to win a trophy or bragging rights. And so that's kind of what I was hoping to accomplish, is a fun way of improving the breed through competition.
Okay, so what was the format? What was the competition structured as?
Well, we had two sets of awards, one just for pure miles per gallon, and the other was using the CAFE, the Comparative Aircraft Fuel Efficiency formula that we borrowed from the CAFE Foundation. And what we did is we weighed the aircraft before and the occupants, and then weighed them after, and then the difference in weight, of course, was the amount of fuel burned. And we did that over a 400-mile course, and with the CAFE formula, what it does is it gives you extra credit for going faster and extra credit for carrying more payload. And so, you can go out and have a mileage contest with a Prius and a 10-speed, and the 10-speed is going to win, but the Prius has a heck of a lot more utility to it. And that's kind of what we're looking at, is that an airplane that carries lots of weight and goes fast and gets great mileage is actually what we're hoping for, and not just great mileage. So that's what the CAFE formula is for, but also to showcase with a minimum speed of 120 miles an hour what the best mileage an airplane can get.
Well, and you had some pretty remarkable results too, didn't you?
Yes, Klaus Xavier, with his Very Easy, was able to go 162 miles an hour, carrying 400 pounds of passenger payload, and was able to get 60 miles a gallon at 162 miles an hour.
Wow, that's better than a Prius.
And if a Prius would have taken the same route, it would have also been, of course, another, 180 miles to complete the same course, going from Casa Grande to Blythe, California, to Yuma, and then back. So just showing that really what we're trying to do is put aviation's best foot forward to the public, and to show that that the experimental aircraft fleet are, that we're part of the solution and not part of the problem when it comes to fuel consumption and being responsible.
Okay, well, every event like this has to have a first event where people kick the tires and have a look and see if they want to participate. So you had a small field this year, but you're doing it again at Copper State next year. What do you hope for next year?
Well, what we're hoping for next year is a field of about 30 aircraft. By the time we were able to talk with the people, the very nice people at Copper State, and get things, the ball rolling, we realized we really didn't have enough time to promote this adequately. But that kind of worked for us, that we were able to work out a few bumps in terms of processes and whatnot, getting this going. And so, with a small field, we made smaller mistakes. So next year we're hoping for at least 30 aircraft. We'll weigh the aircraft the day before, then have the event bright and early, say possibly on Saturday morning, run the field, and we'll have different weight classifications, 500 kilogram or less, 501 to 750 kilogram, 751 to 1,000 kilogram, and covers quite a bit of the experimental aviation in the small air, single engine aircraft. And you know, there are some certified birds out there that do fairly well on efficiency also. You know, there are some some Moonies can get some pretty good numbers, as well as some Bonanzas. And so it's not just experimentals. It's just that if your airplane can come in on those weights and be able to run a minimum speed of 120 miles an hour for the course, and the 120 miles an hour is basically to keep within a time constraint. If you had an airplane doing 80 miles an hour, it would take quite a while to do 400 miles on the course. So we're just hoping to have a good turnout next year, and we're looking for sponsors so we can put up a little prize money and make it a little more competitive, and where people are willing to put forth more and more effort for improving small aircraft efficiency.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you just before Copper State next year, and we'll see how you're doing then. Thanks so much for your time today, Bruce.
Well, thank you. And if you have a nice, highly efficient airplane, we'll look forward to seeing you at Copper State.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.